Selective Pressure on CCR5 Delta 32 in the European Population, a podcast for Bio361 by Pete Lewandowski. Recent research into the HIV pandemic has focused on the presence of individuals who did not become infected by HIV when exposed to the virus. So-called co-receptors, which are essential for viral docking and infection, are thought to play a role in this immunity. One such co-receptor is the protein CCR5 Delta 32, a chemokine receptor on the surface of T4 cells. Individuals who lack functional CCR5 protein do not become infected when exposed to HIV-1. A gene mutation, CCR5 Delta 32, which causes a deletion of the allele for making CCR5, is present in about 10% of the European population. Homozygous individuals are completely immune to HIV-1, while heterozygotes, while still susceptible to viral transmission, show slower progression of infection. A study done by Drs. Allison P. Galvini and Montgomery Slatkin, published in the December 9, 2003 Proceedings of the National Academy of the Sciences in the United States, suggests that the higher rate of CCR5 Delta 32 in European populations is a direct result of selection pressure caused by smallpox epidemics. Previous studies have tried to correlate the augmented prevalence of CCR5 Delta 32 in European populations with an intense selection pressure caused by the bubonic plague. Galvani et al. Propose that a correlation between CCR5 Delta 32 and smallpox is a more likely scenario. To back this up, a population genetics model was set up using derivations of Hardy-Weinberg equations. These models assume that CCR5 Delta 32 is at least 700 years old and measure selection pressure caused by both diseases on CCR5 Delta 32.
Since 1300. Derivations of Hardy-Weinberg equations, which factor in frequency of outbreaks, percentage of mortality, and age of victims, were used to calculate the selection pressure of each disease on CCR5 Delta 32. These models were used to determine whether or not each disease exerted enough selection pressure to cause 10% prevalence of CCR5 Delta 32 in the European population over a 700-year period. These models show conclusively that bubonic plague did not exert enough selection pressure over 700 years to cause a 10% prevalence of CCR5 in the population, while smallpox did. Smallpox exerted a higher selection pressure than plague for a variety of reasons. Smallpox appeared in the population as early as 1300 years before the first outbreak of plague. Smallpox outbreak cycles were more frequent than plague, correlating to a greater mortality. Finally, children who had the greatest reproductive potential were most susceptible to death by smallpox, while bubonic plague tended to eliminate people indiscriminately. All of these factors were included in the mathematical model, which showed that smallpox was enough of a selecting force in Europe to cause a prevalence of CCR5 Delta 32 to increase from 0 to 10% over 700 years. There were two other pieces of evidence used by the authors to support their claim. The first came from noting that CCR5 Delta 32 was present in a higher percentage of the population, 14%, in Scandinavia, where smallpox epidemics were most severe. When examined at the molecular level, the mechanism for infection by smallpox virus involves the use of chemokine receptors, like CCR5, while Y. pestis infection in plague is independent of these receptors. The implications of this study on the future of the HIV-1 pandemic are alarming. At least 700 years of fairly high selective pressure on a population by smallpox conferred only 10% immunity. Since jumping species, HIV has already evolved into 2 subtypes, 3 groups, and 9 clades. In addition, co-infection with different clades is producing recombinant viruses, which are resistant to drug treatments and have stronger binding affinities to immune cells. HIV is evolving faster than the human race, which from a Darwinian perspective does not bode well for our species. An interesting application of this data would be to run the same sort of population models in Africa. The selection pressure there on CCR5 Delta 32 and other genes which confer immunity to HIV theoretically will be high. A measurement of the evolution of HIV immunity would be a helpful tool in determining the prospects for this embattled continent.